I was watching the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony this year, and I remember when Stan Hansen was getting inducted, the camera panned to you, and, you know, you're a very strong-willed person. You know, you don't play your cards that well, that, you know, like, you don't put all your cards out on the table in the fact that, like, you have that very strong face, you know? And when Stan was talking, I saw this look on your face, and I'm kind of like, I wanted to ask him what he's feeling right now, because you had some wars with him in Madison Square Garden back in the day. So, like, how did you feel when you heard Stan Hansen at that podium talking about being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame?
Well, again, I got goose pimples right in my my whole body right now. But we had some wars in Madison Square Garden, and for him to say the things that he was doing, it was just I never knew his thoughts. I never spoke to him after those matches. I didn't ever call him. He never called me. So it was all, I was always wondering just what was going through his mind. But he really and I did. I called him the day after the induction to the Hall of Fame, and I said thank you very much and for your comments. And I really it made my heart really feel good that you had those thoughts. Or were willing to say that about me, and that when you're inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I mean, it's always great for someone to kind of put you over, but, you know, like, when you know it's coming, it's a little bit different. So it's like you had no clue that he was going to say any of that stuff, right?
Well, I figured he was going to say more of a negative than positive.
Yeah.
We had some differences there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But and then when I went to Amarillo, Texas, and Terry Funk gave me that big push, he was there too. And Terry had trained at Stan Hansen at the time, and they pushed me ahead of him. So I thought there was some resentment there. So I just thought, going way back to 1974 when I went to Amarillo, Texas, and Stan Hansen was there, he was just getting started too, and they pushed me ahead of him. That was, I thought that would cause a lot of friction between him and I. And that was a long time, that going on in my mind.
Yeah.
I finally found out that, it was all good. Yeah.
So it's kind of like a breath of fresh air in a way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was. Yeah. I think that's why my facial expression made it. But, yeah. And I didn't know that they had a camera on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it just panned to you. And then I saw, like, it wasn't a smirk, because you just had this look on your face like, all right, like, that's cool. I'm down with that, you know? And I have to talk to him. The next time I talk to him, I have to ask him about that, so.
Well, you know, I had somebody the other day tell me that, and it was last night at Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
A person said, you know, I was sitting back behind you, and you never leaned back in your chair. You know, you're just sitting straight up the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hardly ever. The only time I lean back in a chair is when I'm driving a car.
So
otherwise,
like,
I sit up straight.
Straight posture. Yep. Yep. Oh man.